This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It is still all about the border, the separation of families, young toddlers screaming, and people screaming at politicians. So will this be rectified somehow? The president today said there is another option. The option is keeping the families together, and they're removed together. This may be the direction we're headed in this country. It was back in April, if you remember this, the Attorney General Jeff Sessions said, look, it's a zero tolerance policy when it comes to illegal immigration at the southwest border, period. And then there was the directive by the Department of Homeland Security Secretary instructing her department to refer all unauthorized immigrants who cross the border to federal prosecutors for criminal prosecution. So that's resulted in now what we're seeing, the separation of the parents and the children who were apprehended illegally entering the country. So parents are sent to federal court under the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service and then placed in a detention center. Now their kids, the minors, can't be housed in detention centers for adults. They're transferred to the Department of Health and Human Services for placement in a juvenile facility or foster care if they can't be placed with another adult relative in the U.S. Those children, as well as those who cross without adults, are considered unaccompanied and become, so you know all the what's happening here, become the responsibility of the Human Health Services Office of Refugee Resettlement is what they're calling it, of course. The White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, just last month said that family separation could be a tough deterrent for others considering immigrating illegally. So that's where we're at. We're at this juncture of what are we going to do? How many kids are being detained? Since the implementation of zero tolerance, there have been almost 2,000 minors separated from adults at the border. As of June 15th, there were 11,517 minors in the unaccompanied children's program. That's according to the Department of Health and Human Services. There are about 100 shelters in 14 states right now. Now, this whole thing of the cages, by the way, the government is saying that's ridiculous. We don't use cages. But that's the term used by a lot of people who are upset with what they're seeing. So Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon visited the Central Processing Facility in McAllen, Texas, where those trying to enter the U.S. are separated, unaccompanied minors, except in select cases, are transferred from the processing facility to a juvie facility or other care under HHS within 72 hours. Wow. Oh, wow. So the media coverage, of course, is huge. And what happens to the kids? And you do see the kids in what looks like a cage. They're in the detention center. So that's what you're seeing. This is what happens. And the pictures are sad. I mean, they're very sad to see these sad little children who are crying, who are just lost without their parent. Where does this go? What happens next? Does the surge stop, continue? I mean, what is it? Now, Donald Trump, maybe about 3 weeks ago, One of his tweets said, Democrats mistakenly tweet 2014 pictures from Obama's term showing children from the border in steel cages. They thought it was recent pictures in order to make us look bad, but backfires. Dems must agree to wall and new border protection for the good of the country. Bipartisan bill. So the minors and where they're being held is such a big part of that conversation. And how, you know, so what are the optics of it? What does it look like? And the optics are very rough no matter what. And it wouldn't be surprising if we saw, and I know some of these pictures are old that he's talking about, but now there's some newer pictures. The bottom line is the separation is really tough. It's tough on the agents that are doing the separating where they have to place these kids. So there must be, you know, you've got now 500 or so protesters that were gathered outside of an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office in San Francisco. And there's a lot of uproar over the separating of the children from the parents. Something will change in the scenario. What will the change be is the thing. How is it going to be handled? What are the next steps? What are the next steps with this? The third option, keeping them together, but then that means the policy has to be changed because the policy is to not put kids in adult facilities. How do you get around that? Some of the kids are in foster care situations. A lot of conversation, not a lot of great solutions, but the conversation will certainly continue, that's for sure. The very sad part of this is unfortunately the children who are caught in the middle of this. So to so many of you who have said on this show, well, you know what, that's the whole thing. If you're a parent, Kate, do you put your child in this situation? Or do you stay on your side of the border for fear that you will be separated from your child? I can't imagine being separated. I can't imagine what that's like. I guess assuming I can't get in the heads of the people who are doing the immigrating, but the lure of the job and everything else, taking the kids over, I don't know. But if I did know for sure on the other side I was going to get cuffed, separated, it'd be this nightmare. I know I wouldn't do it. What's going on their side of the border that allowed them to want to come over and take the risk? Because, of course, they're not trying to get caught. Try to circumvent the Border Patrol is their best bet and not end up in that situation. There's not any big guarantees over that. Definitely there isn't. It's not the only thing going on that we're talking about in the United States. Unfortunately, it's one of the biggest conversation starters anywhere you go, and that's why we focus so much on it as we kicked off this hour of America Tonight. Stay with us next. It is about the numbers, another version of We Can with me, Kate Delaney.
Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
In 1965, there was a sound. Commercial time. One more time. One more time.
The numbers, and there are plenty of numbers to talk about. This is a scary number. How about this? An emergency at the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. You had a major flood that caused the mass evac. Gallons of water caused chaos. And what was the chaos? A water leak affected a portion of one of the South Convention Center areas. Crews were working to clean up the leak as soon as possible. The incident was initially reported to be at the Shark Reef Aquarium attraction. That was unaffected, thank goodness. There go the sharks floating down the hotel. There could be some pretty snarky comments we could make as a result of that. But pretty scary when you think this is big. 3,211 hotel rooms, 24 restaurants. You get the drift here. So, but that aquarium has 100 species of sharks, rays, fish, reptiles, you name it. Little bit of everything. Water pouring from the ceiling, and attendees of a fraud conference being held at the venue were moved outside. This is not a joke. Please get up. It's something you don't see every day, water flooding the Mandalay Convention Center. And there was like almost waves at one point. Wait, here come the waves. They're washing us out. And you don't see that. I would agree. You don't see that every day at the Mandalay Bay. They just could not get a break on that one. All right, so let's move to something else. How about this for numbers? CVS is planning drug deliveries. Yes, it's true. If you are tired, exhausted, ill, and you want CVS to deliver your drugs, they'll do it for a price. How much would it cost for me to ring up CVS? Hey, yo, I got to get my prescription. The service would be $4.99, and they would make the delivery in 1 or 2 days. Now, there's the diff. So if you're dying of pain from something that happened with your teeth, your leg, your whatever, and you go to get the prescription, you get the prescription that moment, that day. You're not going to get it for 1 or 2 days. You have to be able to wait. It is convenient, though. Allergy, vitamins, household products, they say, that kind of stuff. And they're expanding same-day delivery, so there will be some people that can get that in Boston, Miami, Philly, San Francisco. They've been pushing this for a while, and it finally happened. CVS is huge. They've got, what, 9,800 retail locations, pharmacies, all that kind of stuff. And they were already offering deliveries from about 1,600 locations. I guess it is a benefit, because I don't know if you've been that sick, where you're so sick, there's no way. I mean, if you have to do it, you have to do it, but you can barely drive, you're ill, you just... Oh, you're ill. Just want to lay down on the couch. You just want to chillax. It's like today I talked to a friend who, she's talking to me and she sounded so tired, and I thought, I wonder what's up, and she told me right away, a couple minutes into it anyway, oh, I had a colonoscopy. What? How many of you have had a colonoscopy? If you have, you know that it can really knock you out. I mean, the only thing you're doing is going to bed. You're not driving any cars anywhere, that's for sure. So Starbucks decided that we're going to close down about 150 company-operated stores in some of the densely penetrated U.S. markets over the next year, 3 times the number that they shut down annually, because they do shut down places. The coffee chain said they expect comparable sales to rise just 1% globally for the current quarter, which is the worst performance in 9 years. So what gives? Are people not drinking coffee? People do not want caffeine? Do we not need this anymore? Business abroad, though, is booming. U.S. stalled. 14,000 stores domestically, but they're looking at some of the hoods and saying, you know, maybe we have too many of them now. Maybe we do. It's very strange. Remember in 2008, Howard Schultz returned to the company that was struggling after expanding too quickly across the U.S., giving competitors like McDonald's a chance to get back into breakfast. So then that was maybe part of the problem in some areas. And now he steps away again, Schultz. So, and then the backlash over the Philly arrest and a few other things, and the racial bias training because of what happened in Philadelphia. I don't know. They're trying new menu items. Are we just tired of paying that much money for coffee, for goodness sake? Maybe that's it. I don't know. All right, so here's another for you. How about what they're saying about what's happening in rural areas? They say severe obesity rates have been on the rise nationwide since the turn of the century. Okay. Tell us something we don't know. I think we know that. Researchers examined the data on height and weight collected from 2001 to 2016 for adults 20 and older and for younger people 2 to 19. Severe obesity rates were higher in rural areas for young people as well as for men and women, while overall rates of obesity were higher only for rural women. In rural communities, severe obesity rates more than tripled for men and more than doubled for women during this study period, while climbing 29% among young people. I mean, so you get the whole idea. So there is a difference, too, between obesity and severe obesity because of the major health issues that massively affect you with the severe obesity. But what are they finding? They're finding that, is it smoking status, age, racial demographics, is that part of it? And children and teens are considered obese when their weight is higher than 95% of other kids of the same age and sex. So the measurements taken against other kids. I mean, what does it come down to? Did you have gym when you were in school? That's one thing. And boy, we definitely had gym. I think we had gym twice. I want to say we had gym twice a day, maybe even. I think so. How about this? World's oldest Sumatran orangutan dies in captivity at Perth Zoo at the age of 62. They say the orangutan, a prolific mother, estimated to have given birth to 10% of the global population of the species in captivity. Wow. Dying at the age of 62. And usually they don't live beyond the age of 50, so that was a gift. The descendants are few and far between, but this was a gift from the Sultan. And Puan is the name of the orangutan that died, was believed to have been born in Sumatra in 1956. She was gifted by the Sultan of Johor in exchange for some Australian animals and has been at the care of the Perth Zoo since 1968. She was awarded a Guinness Book of Records title in 2016 for being the oldest verified Sumatran orangutan in the world. In the world. That's pretty cool, but pretty sad at the same time. I love the zookeeper's statement that said, Prawn went extremely peacefully. She was a dignified elderly lady. She was like working with your grandmother or great-grandmother. How about that? I think that's pretty cool. But I didn't know the lifespan of orangutans. Actually, in some ways, rather short compared to what I thought. The president's lawyer in the news, Michael Cohen, wants Trump to pay his legal fees. That was all over the Wall Street Journal. That his fees are bankrupting him, and he feels that Trump owes him after his years of loyalty. Legal expenses paying nearly $230,000 to McDermott, Will, and Emery between October 2017 and January 2018. $230,000. What did they do for that amount of money? Hang with us. Forbes Books at Bedtime next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump was on Capitol Hill to discuss immigration reform. He later tweeted, "We want heart and security in America." He's come under intense criticism for his zero-tolerance policy that includes taking kids away from their parents at the border. The president met with House Republicans to talk about reform.
It's been a really bad, bad system, probably the worst anywhere in the world. We're going to try and see if we can fix it.
He says, as it stands now, his only options are an open border or prosecuting those who cross it illegally.
So what I'm asking Congress to do is to give us a third option, which we have been requesting since last year, the legal authority to detain and promptly remove families together as a unit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The author of Pinecone County. And it's such an interesting book because it covers a period in the life of John Denza, where a lot of different things happen, major shakeups in his life. Boy, raise your hand if you've ever had major shakeups in your life. I think you can relate to that. And I don't want to steal all of his thunder, but Lee is fascinating. He's a retired vocational teacher. And here's the part, I love this too. He's been married to his wife, what is the secret we have to know, of Velma for 64 years. Wow, that is good living. Lee, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
I'm glad to be here.
So let's talk about Pinecone County. What was the inspiration for this book?
Well, most of the things that happened in Pinecone County, I guess it could almost be a biography. If you wrote a book on everything you did in your life, all the good things, all the bad, and then you go back through and weed out the things that you don't want anybody to know and take the good things and embellish them a little bit. So I've more or less had experience in almost everything that's in the book.
Yeah.
You live 84 years, you do.
you get all those experiences. Yeah, and I mentioned the character John Denzin. It had to be interesting to flush out the character and everything that John did. And you talk about John spending summers and vacations on mission trips to Mexico. What were mission trips like?
Well, the mission trips, usually mission trips that are made by church youth and people that want to do good things, you get away from home. It's almost like a vacation, and you use the time to improve the life of whatever people are there. In this book, John met a Hispanic man that lives just south of the border. It's a very poor town. Their first mission trip, they went down and rebuilt an area for a park for the kids where they could play volleyball, basketball, and baseball. And then the second mission trip, they went down. They'd had a big storm, and a big tree fell across their church and smashed it. And they went down and cut the tree out and rebuilt it. And those are the sorts of things that usually they do on mission trips.
And, you know, you talk about John just loving to help people, has a knack for that, et cetera, but also has, like everybody else, problems in his life. And at one point, he meets a woman falsely accused and incarcerated for DUI. Wow. And you see that, and that's a scary thing. Is that an autobiographical kind of moment?
Well, I'd said that I was a vocational teacher for 45 years. 30 of it was, or 20 of it, I'm sorry, 20 of it was teaching in the U.S. Bureau of Prisons. I went to work for them in, I think it was 68 or so, and I worked until I retired from it, and I was a vocational teacher. The Bureau was setting up a program of rehabilitation where men could learn a trade before they were discharged. And that's what inspired me to write that.
It is, as you said, it's about your life and working in the prison systems. And that would be gratifying, though, to do that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I never thought of what people that were incarcerated would be like. When I got in there and got to working with them, I found out they're just like everybody else. A lot of them had just goofed up and made one mistake and were having to pay for it. And several of them had to change their trade because the thing that they were doing was what got them in trouble. But that's where most of my ideas for that part of it came from.
Yeah, boy, and I bet there were a lot of ideas. And we're speaking with Lee Carson, and his novel is called Pinecone County. Pinecone County is a fictitious place, correct?
Yes, it is. Pinecone County and the city of Pinecone and Pinecone Junior College are all ones that I made up. The setting is in an area like I live in East Texas.
I love that. I love when I heard Pinecone County, I thought, I want to live in Pinecone County. I love that. Pinecones. That's great. It's so clever and so creative. When you sat down to write this, and it's such a good lesson to anyone out there listening, and you started to come up with these ideas because you looked at things that you saw in your life and put it into this novel, did you have a way of writing, Lee? Did you do it every single day, or did it just pour out of you? What was it like, the process of writing the book?
Sometimes I would sit down and write three or four or five pages at a time, and later when I come back to it, I go through it and read it, and it didn't sound good to me, and I'd redo it. And I'd get an idea on something, and sometimes I'd write and write and write for a week or so, and then other times I'd go for two or three weeks and not think of a thing to write. So it's kind of come and go with me. I love writing, but it's not something that just comes easily and you sit down and write everything out. You go as you get ideas. You get an idea and you sit down, put it on paper, and then you revisit it and correct things that you want to change in it. And it's a long process. It took me probably a year and a half or 2 years to write the book.
But you made it through the process. You kept doing it. You went back to it. Would you tell anybody that was, I mean, anything in life? You know, you've lived a long life, and you know that, and you look at your grandchildren, children, et cetera, and there's something about, I use the word tenacity, isn't there?
Yeah, if you want to do something, anything that's worthwhile, it takes tenacity, because nothing is wonderful forever. It becomes wonderful because you stayed with it and saw it through.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of that, you know, I mentioned this at the top, that you were married, you've been married to your wife for 64 years. And boy, what is the secret, Lee? What's the secret to a good marriage?
I can't say really that there's any one thing. A lot of it is determination. Like anybody else, we've had periods where we had arguments and fights, but neither one of us ever thought about leaving. You reconcile and you go back, and when you have an argument or a fight, the big fun of it is making up again.
I like that.
I guess we have a lot in common, and we just enjoy life together. It's just something that when we got married, we said we're going to make this last forever, and we have. Whichever one of us goes first, the other one's probably going to have a hard time, because we've become so used to each other, and each one of us has something that we give to the marriage. It's I don't know what advice I'd give to people that were just getting married. Tell them that they're going to be able to stay married for 50, 60, 70 years. But if you take care and you really care for each other and you want to make it work, you can do it. I think a lot of it, too, has to do with faith. Both of us grew up in the church. We raised our kids in the church, and that's probably a very big part of it, too.
Wow, beautiful sentiment. That's great to take away. Lee Carson, he is the author of Pinecone County, and we talk about his main character and what it's like for John. And in the book, John is active in his church. He's an active layman in his church, and he is that vocational instructor, so that's where we talk about what's happened, you know, with you. And he talks about his Christianity, so you weave that into the book and how much that means to him. And when you look at that, and we talked about the mission trips and helping other people, there is something, and you definitely, in the novel, you can see it, there is something about getting involved in helping other people when they're struggling that helps you, don't you think?
That's right, it does. If you help somebody else, looking back over the years at people that I've tried to help, I think in most of the cases I've come out with more benefit of it than the person I was helping. Helping other people's something that makes you feel good inside, and the more you do, the more you want to do.
Yeah. So once you put the book together, and the book, of course, is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, what was the reaction to the people around you?
I've given away several copies to friends, neighbors, people in the church, and all of my reviews on it were positive. Everybody liked it. They said it was an entertaining book. And I hope that they got a lesson out of it. Maybe it'll inspire somebody in their life to be more like John was. I think John Denza is the kind of a guy that every man would like to be. We can't all be that perfect. We've got a lot of imperfections, and when I wrote about John, I just wrote about the perfections and didn't let him have any of the bad ones.
I like that. So wouldn't we like to be like John? It's a perfect place to end this, and I already mentioned this, but you can get the book, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Perfect place, like I said, to wrap this up, and a great book for you to read when you're out there traveling with your family, or you have those pockets of time where you can read Pinecone County. Lee Carson, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. I'm glad to have been able to talk to you.
If you like like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Really excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room right now. David Wilkenfeld joins us. He's the CEO of PromGirl.com. And actually, it's interesting because we look at these Chinese counterfeit websites that are continuing to be out there and flourish, and we've talked about them here on the show, and now there is a petition to stop them dead in their tracks. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has had, you know, pretty much it up to here when it comes to that. So what is it that they're doing? So it's perfect to have David on with us to flush this out a little bit more for us. So David, tell us more about this. How big has this become for the Chinese? What are they doing?
So, I mean, it's a major problem for our industry, the farm and bridal industry. And Farm Girl, obviously, by our name, is more involved in farm, although we do have some bridal business. And the Chinese companies and factories are putting up these very inexpensive and not well-organized websites without the policies of pricing, and they are stealing images and designs from American companies, putting inflating prices and then selling very, very cheap knockoffs of the same styles. And over the course of our prom season, we hear from thousands of customers that are in tears because they got a dress that looks nothing like what they expected, and it fits nothing like it's supposed to fit. And, you know, we try to help where possible, but a lot of farms, you know, throughout the country, and a lot of the girls have a negative experience because of these Chinese counterfeit sites.
Wow. So when you say you try to help where you can, it, like doing interviews like this, right, getting the word out, be careful, make sure you know when you're clicking on certain sites where you're really going.
Well, yes, there's a whole awareness campaign going on with us and other companies. BuzzFeed did a big article on problem, you know, with social media and Instagram. Girls are posting, you know, various power stories. And we also have started and will continue on a bigger level to offer girls, you know, at cost because, you know, most families are on limited budgets. So if they do have a problem, we'll try to help them mitigate the expense of trying to fix the problem and get them, a certified designer dress, which is what they expected in the first place.
Yeah, and as you said, you're part of this, so you're, you know, trying to make the awareness out. Prom is big, obviously it's huge, and there's this petition, and maybe the petition raises awareness for it, too. Have you ever seen anything like this in your industry?
It's become more prevalent over the years. I think it's a pervasive problem that is not just impacting, our industry, but it's a problem throughout, you know, many industries and many designers, and it's just I think it's expanded because of the presence of, you know, the internet and the ability to reach more people, and there's less regulation over trade and many things as a result of the internet, and so there's a lot of issues that are happening that don't really have laws in place yet to properly address them. And, you know, part of the battle and what we're doing is working with the government and working with customs agencies and the payment agencies and trying to figure out, and Google, obviously, which is taking money from these counterfeit Chinese websites for advertising, and that's a lot of how the customers are becoming aware of these sites. So there's a fight on multiple fronts to control this problem and hopefully eventually eliminate it, but it's a huge problem. It's not going to go away anytime soon, so there's, you know, multiple fights on many fronts that are happening, you know, continually.
So since you're the CEO of PromGirl.com, what do you tell, I mean, this is good, so advice to make sure that you don't end up with your teenage daughter in tears, what do you advise that they do? Just make sure, that, I mean, obviously your site is safe and just be double check on anything they do when they're looking for dresses?
Well, first of all, you know, it's like with most things, if something seems too good to be true, then it probably is. So, you know, if you're looking around and a dress is normally $300-$400 and you see it, you know, for $100 or $150, that would be a red flag. If there's not a clear, you know, address, U.S. address, a phone number to speak to someone in customer service, clear return policies, if the dresses are not in stock, if they have to, you know, be made to order, that would be a, something that should be a red flag. And then most designers have a where to buy on the designer website, so you could always go and reference their website, check, make sure that the website where you're going is an authorized dealer for the brand or the dress that you're looking for. So there are numerous ways to check, you know, but a lot of it is getting the awareness out that there's even an issue. So I think that's starting to happen, and we'll continue to bring awareness along with many other people that this is impacting, bringing awareness to the consumer.
That's great advice. David Wilkenfeld, thanks so much. CEO of PromGirl.com. Check it out. I'm so glad that people are out there trying to do whatever they can to fight against what's happening out there with counterfeit. It's ridiculous. David, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So this is a problem. We're talking about Google, when they're talking about Google searches, and they have taken over 500,000 URLs down, and then you look at the listings, you look at the marketplace, over 100,000 listings taken down. Give you some statistics here. They say that one full-time employee along with a 20-person team spanning multiple departments are working on all these anti-counterfeiting projects. What's the industry impact on what we just talked about? Check this out. You ready for this? They say that it costs about $300 million in lost revenue a year with the special occasions industry. So that means bridal, prom, all of that. The economic impact, check this economic impact out. These rogue sites, they get about 50 billion visits a year. The cost to our economy, ready, another B for you, $250 billion annually. How many jobs are lost? 750,000 jobs are lost. Obviously, it's an epidemic. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has launched this anti-counterfeit petition that I mentioned. The APPIA is requesting the American people to support this petition and help propose some new policies to stop illegal overseas websites using those images, those proprietary images, and this aggressive advertising to deceive the public into believing that they're getting something authentic. And I think David made a great point. If it seems too good to be true, don't we know this? Then it is too good to be true. You're not getting a prom dress for, you know, $50 to $100 and thinking that that's right. It's not. It's especially when we're talking about going on a website, that's where you're getting ripped off. And that's where he's saying then they get these dresses and it's right up against the time that they would go to a prom, or a bride is getting ready to walk down the aisle, and it's too late to try to fix it and come up with something to rig up these dresses that are absolutely counterfeit. So we've seen that this certainly has exploded, and it's costing jobs. It absolutely is costing American jobs from these Chinese counterfeit goods, because it's such a billion-dollar industry for them. So these counterfeit websites are jacking us, are hijacking us, and they continue to operate, because how much leverage do you have? So good for the APPIA, because they realize what's going on when they get all these crazy phone calls and somebody sees a dress and it's similar to what a legitimate company, sometimes a company that's been in business for a long time, has, and they don't understand when they try to connect the dots why it doesn't match up. And the reason is because they were on one of these websites. And in fact, if we wind the clock back 3 years, there is some statistics on this. Again, we're talking about billions of dollars. In 2013, the total value of this is goods seized, okay, originating from China, and how much? $1.22 billion. And who knows? I mean, this is what they know, what they've tracked, what they've been able to do. But there's probably so much more that's slipped in and nobody realizes it's happening. They get away with it. So crazy. Just another one of those counterfeit deals that is benefiting somebody else and harming other people in the United States. All right, that's another edition of It's Your Business.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.